104.5 The Zone, 8:19 the time here in the Wake Up Zone. Make sure you're here for the 9 o'clock hour. 9:03, John Orrant of the Sports Business Journal going to join us. And Jason Stark gets us some baseball after that. So good 9 o'clock hour just ahead. Always fun to visit with this guy. Mid-state dude, 11-year NBA veteran, national champion in college basketball. Brandon Wright, what's going on this morning?
Too much, man. Just hanging out, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. You know, as far as the playoffs in Houston, getting on the board against Golden State last night, how did the Rockets, how were they able to move the ball better and get better balance in offense where it wasn't just James Harden and everybody else?
I think the biggest thing was, James, he really didn't have it going, to be honest. And, P.J. Tucker, Trevor Ariza, Eric Gordon, those guys made shots. And, they just played the way they've been playing all year. You know, it didn't work in game one. It worked last night. And, you know, they'll do the same thing in 3 and 4 when they head out to Oakland. It's just all about if the shots go down, you know, they'll be in good shape. If they don't, they'll lose both games out there.
If you're going to go at Steph Curry and make him defend in various ways, what's the best plan?
I think just doing what they've been doing. I think the biggest thing is, you know, Golden State tries to hide him on defense, and that gives him the opportunity to explode on offense. You know, he can put up those huge numbers. He can do big things. But right now he's having to defend on both sides of the ball, and I think it's affecting his offense big time.
You've been around this league. You played against a lot of guys. How do you keep a guy like Draymond Green from getting under your skin?
You just ignore it. The biggest thing is, you just let the officials take care of him, because usually, and you know, especially in the last couple of years with him, he usually is like a ticking time bomb. He self destructs himself, and he ends up getting himself in trouble with the officials. And you know, I know he's been working on it. I know he's been talking about it, you know, with Steve Kerr. I know Tom Izzo said a couple things earlier this year, but that's the best way to just let that bomb blow up on his own.
Well, Brandon, I know you know those guys, CP3, and I'm going to take myself back and Harden to the beginning of the season. Going into the season, now they've kind of matured to this point where they coexist together. I never thought they could coexist together. How does that dynamic work when you were on the team? That you see how these guys work together, because I thought they were both ball-dominant type guys. To see that now they share the ball and to the extent where both of them still feel like they're involved in the game.
Coach D'Antoni has done a great job with rotations and the way he's playing those guys. You know, he takes Chris out pretty early in the game. You know, he leaves James on the court, takes James out, he brings Chris back in. So it allows those guys to get rhythm. And then in the fourth quarter, you know, whoever's hot, you know, that's who gets the ball. And, you know, a lot of people didn't see this side of Chris Paul because, you know, he was on a team where he had such, you know, great lob threats, and he had three-point shooters when he was with the Clippers. You know, no one knew that he was a great ISO player. He could do these type of things. But like I said, that's the way they play. You know, if the shots are going down, it's going to be great. If not, you know, it's going to be a tough night for him.
How surprised are you with the Celtics series and how they're up and the way they're beating the Cavs and LeBron, the greatest player on the planet right now? And it just looks like this, even if the Celtics lose the next two, it just seems like the Celtics look like a better team, which is kind of surprising even to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're just a better defensive team. I mean, that is a prototype 2018, you know, the way you want to build a defensive team. You know, they have a couple of limitations on offense, you know, sometimes because they don't have all their, you know, they got Hayward and Kyrie out right now. But, you know, those guys are super athletic. You know, they can switch pretty much 1 through 5. You know, they're fast. They're strong. They got 2-3 guys that can play above the rim. And that's locking down, you know, the Cavaliers. You know, the only person that can really do something, you know, with the ball in their hand is LeBron. And, you know, he can't do it on his own. He's seen last game, you know, 40-plus points, and they still end up losing by 13, 15 points.
We're speaking of Brandon Wright. He's played a long time, almost a decade, in the NBA, and of course was a star at Brentwood Academy. Brandon, you know, you played for the Celtics for a little while and for Brad Stevens. What is it about him that the players just rave about?
I mean, he's just a very, very smart coach. And I think what really helped him was, you know, he wasn't spoon-fed, you know, great players early in his coaching career. you know, he had to take guys that were marginal, you know, two-star guys, three-star guys at Butler. And, you know, he had to really put his finishing touches on the offense, the defense, the way he can get, you know, certain guys the ball in their positions where they can make plays and they'll be successful. So, you know, you give them better players and, you know, obviously they're going to be a better team. I mean, next year I expect them to win at least 60 games. I mean, that team is going to be stacked in it, but he's just a great basketball mind. I mean, that's what you really want to coach.
How about the way that, you know, their last two first round draft picks, Jaylen Brown and Tatum, have really stepped up? Because you're right. You know, with Kyrie down, with Hayward, you know, never really getting into it, you wondered who their chief offensive option would be. And these guys have done a good job.
Yeah, they've done a great job. And you know, the greatest problem in the world they'll have is maybe we have too many guys going forward. You know, and, you know, they've done a great job in drafting. You know, they've hit those two guys right on the head. And it allowed those guys to blossom and be what they are today. You know, they have a chance to be in the finals. You know, I'm not counting Cleveland out yet. I still think Cleveland wins the series. But, you know, they have a great opportunity to do something special, you know, with 20 and 21-year-old guys.
You're a pretty smart guy. I could see you, you know, a few years down the road, either getting into coaching or management. You know, what is your next step right now? Do you want to keep playing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know if you guys know, I had knee surgery in March, and I'm just rehabbing back for that, getting ready for next season. I'll be full go in July, so I still got some years in this body. I'm only 30, been in the NBA 11 years, but I still got a little training up on the time.
Could you envision yourself, though, coaching or maybe being in management?
You know, I've actually been asked about it by quite a few coaches and out guys in the NBA, would I be interested in doing it after I was done playing? And, you know, right now, I don't know. You know, I three young kids, you know, been around away from them a lot, you know, and the, you know, since they've been born. And, you know, and that's, you know, you getting scouting, coaching, you getting to the front office type of things, you're still doing the same thing. So, you know, right now it's a toss up. You never know what happens, but it definitely piques my interest.
Brandon, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for the time this morning.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you later. That's Brandon Wright. I said he won a national championship at Carolina. Actually, he was between titles, but he won plenty of national championships in high school, or state championships in high school. Four straight at Brentwood Academy, was Mr. Basketball, and plenty of honors at UNC. And interestingly enough, has played for three of the remaining four teams that are in this postseason.
Everybody with the Cavs.
Yep.
Well, that's next on the docket. Yep. Check them off.
Got to go to Cleveland next. But fun to visit with a guy who's, you know, has that perspective.
It's a little disappointing. As he mentioned, he had knee surgery. Like he got waived by the Memphis Grizzlies right after the trade deadline, if you remember, and he signed with the Houston Rockets. So, you know, I mean, if he hadn't gotten hurt, Brandon Wright would be playing right now. I think he only ended up playing one game, and the knee just wasn't right.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah. When we come back, Romeo and the Three Stripes. Get to that in a moment. 8:27 the time, 104.5 the Zone, and the Wake Up Zone.
Yes.
Over to Mark, and he'll tell us what he's talking about with Mortgage Investors Group.
Well, they always say the great ones make the difficult things look easy, and that's exactly what they do at Mortgage Investors Group. And whether you're buying your first home or your fifth, Mortgage Investors Group can help you fulfill your 2018 home buying goals. So are you stuck on where to go for mortgage advice? Well, you can go to Mortgage Investors Group's website, MIGonline.com, to find many helpful mortgage resources. So chat with a licensed loan officer online and get moving towards your home buying goals. Personally, I've had two experiences with Mortgage Investors Group, both very positive, when I bought my home 6 years ago and when I refinanced. So don't let your lender lose your loan in outer space. Keep your mortgage on the ground with Mortgage Investors Group. It's not rocket science. And Mortgage Investors Group has been going strong for over 28 years as the number one lender in the state of Tennessee. So let them put that experience to work for you. They have offices in Brentwood, Hendersonville, and Clarksville. Or you can go to MIGonline.com. Equal housing lender, license number 109111.